Right now, let's bring him in, Mr. Baseball, not Bob Uecker, our local Mr. Baseball, Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this Monday morning, October the 1st?
I'm tired.
That makes two of us. But I'm tired because my brother's daughter got married on, I forget what day it was, Saturday, but it was an evening wedding in New Hope, Pennsylvania, Mike. New Hope, Pennsylvania.
She used a helicopter?
Basically. So it was a 3.5 ride out there. And then the wedding started at 5:30, so I didn't leave till 7 because I didn't stay for the reception. And a 3.5-hour ride back. And I used all of yesterday to try to recuperate. And I think I managed to do it. I think I managed to do it because I was able to sleep through the football games because they were so horrible. But anyway, getting to horrible, what did our football records come out this weekend?
I was 4-0, so I don't know what you mean about horrible.
For me,
I'm 14-6.
Yeah.
And you were 2-2, so now you're 10-9-1.
All right, 10-9-1.
All right. So the gap is increasing.
Yes, it certainly is. Very quickly. And it will likely further increase as the season goes on.
Well, you never know.
Well, it's the NFL, so anyway. So,
yep. You never know.
So now is baseball all set yet or no?
Nope.
I know. I didn't think so.
Big day today.
So what's going on?
Both the Cubs and the Brewers and the Dodgers and the Rockies finished in flat-footed ties. So you got a 1 o'clock game today with Chicago and Milwaukee and a 4 o'clock game with the Dodgers and the Rockies. And they're big games because whoever wins the games doesn't have to play in the ridiculous play-in game. So the loser plays back on Thursday, and the winners don't play till the weekend.
So that
it's even you're going to use pitchers today, and you might not have who you want to start a playoff round if you get to the wild card game and win. So it's pretty big. And the teams that have the upper hand going in today, definitely the Brewers. The Brewers won their last 7 to finish out the season. So they finished their last 10 games 9-1 to catch the Cubs. So they're hot. And the Rockies, it's kind of weird out in the West. The Rockies are on a 1-game winning streak. They lost Saturday, but previous to that, they won 8 in a row. So they've won 9 out of their last 10, and the Dodgers won their last 3. If you ask me who's winning, it's going to be the Brewers and the Rockies that are going to be getting the byes, and the Cubs play the Dodgers on Thursday.
And this is double bad because it's bad enough having to change your pitching staff around just for the play-in game, but then to have a play-in game for a play-in game, it's even worse.
Yeah, so the losers of this game are really at a disadvantage.
All right, so we're all set with that. Now, it was so bad yesterday, maybe because I was tired and it was cranky. I tried to watch the Red Zone. I couldn't. Then I put the Jets on, and they stunk. Then the Giants came on. They stunk. And so I thought I'd watch the Red Sox-Yankees for a little excitement. It was like watching a spring training game. Even the crowd didn't care. The crowd was doing the wave all game long. It was just nothing on TV for me to watch yesterday.
Yeah, the Red Sox-Yankees series turned out to be meaningless this weekend. So it wasn't what it was supposed to be, but
you can tell there weren't true Red Sox fans. They never do the wave in Fenway Park. Never.
No. So, you know, they're sitting tight and waiting to see who wins the play-in game, and hopefully the Yankees have their pitching staff straightened out the way they want it to play the A's. Both teams are playing right now, so we'll see what happens. It's going to excuse me. It's definitely going to be a home run festival in this game. You can count on that because I was finally happy to hear somebody on MLB Network last night call it the way it is. The Yankee Stadium is a bandbox, and you can hit home runs out of any part of the field. And growing up, Yankee Stadium was the most cavernous park in baseball. So it's changed. They changed Yankee Stadium to accommodate their team and to accommodate to put in more seats. Expect a lot of home runs in Wednesday's game.
Yeah, the Lions have basically remained the same in Yankee Stadium, but where they changed it was from the center field was about, I think, 30 feet deeper. And
it was a lot more than that.
And left center and right center were also about, I think, 30 to 40 feet deep.
Center field was 463 feet.
Yeah, 463.
Left center field was 457.
Yeah.
Right. It's nowhere near that anymore.
No, it's not. It's not.
Down the lines are pretty identical.
Yeah.
Right field was always short in Yankee Stadium. But from left center around into right center, they've brought them in dramatically.
All right. So now my boy Tiger lost four times in the Ryder Cup. Four times.
Ryder Cup. What's that for? That's for the lawnmower championship?
Ride it out of the United
States. Ryder lawnmowers.
To ride it right out of the United States. The Europeans won by 7 points.
Yeah, yesterday I was grading papers and I was flipping around and I saw that was on. So I put it on for a second and next thing you know, and 30 seconds later, they're all jumping around squirting champagne. That was 11 o'clock. It was supposed to be on till 1.
Yeah.
What happened there?
No shows.
There you go.
No shows.
I guess, you know, customs would not allow the needles through the airport.
Probably not. All right. Now
where was that match anyway?
In France. France, outside of Paris.
France, huh?
France.
Nailed country.
So now, who's playing in Monday Night Football?
Denver and Kansas City.
Where is it being? It doesn't matter. Kansas City.
All right. You're taking Kansas City?
Yeah.
I'm taking Denver.
I'm taking Kansas City by 3 touchdowns.
I'm doing the double. 3 touchdowns?
Yeah.
How can I get $1,000 with those 3 touchdowns?
No, you can't.
All right.
Speaking
of 3 touchdowns, New England took care of business against Miami yesterday, huh?
Oh.
You took Miami.
I know. There was a bunch of ugly games on yesterday. You're right. Maybe I got to stop watching the NFL because I was trying to relax from the day, but I kept literally falling asleep on all the games. It and then even that goofball, you know, they got to change the announcer on Red Zone. That guy drives me crazy.
Yeah, but he was there when nobody watched it. Now that it's a big thing, you can't get rid of him.
No, I know, but he just drives me crazy.
Who would you like on there?
I don't know. I
How about Raquel Welch from 1972?
No, you know what? I'd like to have Len Berman in his prime on that.
Len Berman?
Yeah. You know,
the guy from Channel 4?
No, the guy from ESPN. What was his name? Chris Berman. Chris, that was his name.
Nah, he's too dramatic.
He was great.
Nah. He was good for ESPN to wake you up at 11 o'clock when you were falling asleep. I can't take him for more than 5 minutes.
Armani, well-dressed
fumbling,
tumor.
Fumbling. I don't want to hear. You know what? You don't need an announcer. All you need is to see the screen because the screen tells you the score,
and they have
how
the
much time is left,
and
down and distance you need. What do you need an announcer for?
And they have the announcers for the TV. You're right.
What do you need what do you even need them for? You don't need them because the most illiterate person in the world can understand 3rd and 5. The score is 20-10. And it's the third quarter, and there's 8 minutes left. Anybody can understand that. You don't need an announcer.
Yeah, you do, because otherwise...
No, you don't. You what?
Because somebody's got to have a job.
You know what?
Somebody's got to work.
If not having an announcer brings my cable bill down, fire them today.
Well, then the cable companies don't pay them, though. That's the whole thing.
But baseball yesterday, it was pretty interesting in these games that that mattered. The Dodgers won 15-0, okay? The Brewers won 11-0. Where are the other ones here? The Rockies won 12-0. Those are some pretty lopsided games, and the Cubs won 10-5. So I never seen games that mattered be that lopsided because I guess the team that wanted to play did, and the team that didn't want to play didn't. 15-0, 12-0, 11-0. Ugh, that's pretty awful.
It is pretty awful.
But today today's for real. So I know I'll be telling my kids this morning, we're not doing mathematics this afternoon. We're watching baseball.
Watching baseball, just like the old days.
No transistor radio in the ear. We got the the new technology, the smart board with the computer hooked up to it. We go to the MLB feed and we watch it live on a 3 foot or 4 foot by 4 foot screen.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
It's especially good next week when Keeneland's running and I have my free time and I watch the horse racing on there. It's better than being home.
You don't really put that out there, do you?
Of course, not with the kids in there, no. But like I said, when I have a prep and they're in art or music or wherever they are, I watch the Daily Double at Keeneland.
I think that's pretty good.
Why not?
Hey, you can teach.
I go to a website, I put music on, and I have the live feed from the track going on.
And you could teach the kids some.
Well,
some,
I could teach fractions with fractional time and the distance around the track for lower grades, and then combinations and permutations and making a betting ticket for the eighth grade.
There you go.
It's nothing like like they say in public school. You need to get real life situations into mathematics. Well, what's more real life than that?
Then
you get the odds involved in it.
That's right. So then you can.
I mean, how much better can you get?
Reading, writing, and arithmetic—it's all there.
Reading, writing, arithmetic, and cash and tickets.
All right, Mike. I'll speak.
Hey, you know what? They can get a head start on paying for their college.
That's right. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.